Hi, welcome to VLectures. We are on chapter 9 of Banking Fundamentals. Banking Fundamentals, I was just going through the preface, the very first line of it on your first page. It reads as Banking Fundamentals lays bare to you the fundamentals of banking. What have we done till now? We have tried to understand how the banking evolved in the world as well as in our country. We tried to understand the different banking structures available in our country. We tried to understand the different development banks as well as the central bank controlling the entire banking structure. In the last chapter, we also saw the credit guarantee institutions. Now comes the time to understand the banking fundamentals, to lay bare the banking fundamentals, and that comes to you in the following three chapters. The first chapter is on banking, which we are going to study in chapter number 9, followed by banker in chapter number 10, and finally in chapter 11, the customer. Of course, all other chapters that are following are related with this, but it is very important to understand what banking means, who is a banker, and who is a customer. Why do we require this? Why do we require a crystal clear understanding of these terms? This again is mentioned in the second para of your preface. It says, many of us tend to use the words the banker, customer, bank quite glibly without realizing what they actually mean. Very much true if one doesn't understand the real meaning of it. These terms are defined as it is imperative that one is aware of what they mean under the law. Why it is imperative to understand what they mean under a law? In all our three chapters, we are not only going to understand what they mean under the law, but we are also going to understand how are they defined by various experts on banking, by various authorities on banking, and finally we are also going to see how are they defined under the law which regulates your banking business. So friends, let's start up with our chapter 9, what is banking? In this chapter, we are going to understand what banking really is, how banking is defined by various authorities, which includes your experts as well as the law, what a bank can do and what a bank cannot do. Once we understand this, our understanding about the banking as a business will be absolutely clear, and that's how your fundamentals of banking study will be ignited. So let's understand how banking is used very commonly. Since evolution of banking, both in India as well as globally, when we studied banking evolution in the world as well as banking evolution in India, we have seen banking started in a normal marketplace where people were meeting for exchange of goods, which started as a barter, and finally the goods were given a sort of value, an object of value was exchanged between one who had access and one who needed it. Finally, with the civilization and modernization of the world, this object of value got converted or got recognized in the form of currency, and now every country has its own currency. So banking is done primarily with money, and that money is in the form of a currency for each and every country. So various dictionaries, experts as well as authorities have made innovative contribution to understand what exactly is banking. We will go one by one, and to start with, let's see what is the dictionary definition of banking. Oxford Dictionary definition. It says, a bank is an establishment for the custody of money, which it pays out to a customer on an order made by the customer. So basically, bank is a custodian of money. It accepts money from its customers and pays back to him when an order is made by the customer on the bank. Collins Dictionary definition. It's an organization where people or businesses can keep their money. Both your Oxford Dictionary as well as your Collins Dictionary specifically makes mention of only accepting money. It ignores an important aspect of banking business, which is in the form of loan giving activity. Cambridge Dictionary definition. It says an organization where people and business can invest and borrow money. Please note, can invest and borrow money, a complete definition of banking, which means bank accepts as well as gives loans, whereas your Oxford and Collins makes mention of only accepting money. So an organization where people and business can invest and borrow money, and it also goes further and says it can change it to a foreign currency also, and many other activities similar to it. So a bit of comprehensive and exhaustive definition provided by your Cambridge Dictionary. Various experts in banking have been expressing their views on banking business, and some of them can be captured in these slides. The first amongst them, Professor Kinley. Professor Kinley says, a bank is an establishment which makes, what does it do? A bank is an establishment which makes to individuals such advances of money as may be required and safely made, and to which individuals entrust money when not required by them for use. So when any individual or any customer has surplus money with him, what he will do? He will deposit that money in a bank. That is what is the gist of Professor Kinley's definition on a bank. What does Professor Walter has to say? Professor Walter says, a person or a corporation which holds itself to receive from the public deposits payable on demand. Now, this is a very interesting word. A bank is involved in collecting public deposits from means public means from everybody, anyone, and payable on demand means the bank won't pay it unless a demand is made in the form of check, in the form of using an ATM card or some formal request to the bank won't pay the money to the depositor. So, especially public deposits payable on demand is concerned, these deposits can be accepted from anybody, and the payment would be made only on a demand. That is what Professor Walter has to say on banking. Professor Sayers says banking is an institution whose debts, that is, bank deposits, are widely accepted settlements of other people's debts to each other. Simply, whatever deposits are taken, the relationship established, bank has to pay. So the customer becomes a creditor, bank becomes a debtor. So it's a liability, bank has to pay. So that's what Professor Sears says, an institution to whose debts, bank's deposits are widely accepted in settlement of other people's, are debt to each other. What are the other experts saying on banking? Dr. Hart, it says a banking company carrying on a business of receiving money both and collecting drafts. It receives money and collects drafts subject to the obligation of honoring checks drawn upon him from time to time by the customer to the extent of the amount available on the current accounts. So the bank will honor your payment only up to the extent of the balance available in your account. That is what is the gist of Dr. Hart's definition on banking. H.P. Sheldon, he says banking is a function of receiving money from his customer as well as repaying by honoring checks as and when required, is the function above all other functions which distinguishes a banking business from any other kind of business. So he is very clear about what banking is. He says banking includes receiving as well as paying, and he says this specifically is applicable to a bank because no other business is involved in receiving as well as paying of money. After we see the definition from the dictionary, the definition from the experts, let's see what the different authorities has to say about banking. The Japanese Bank Act 1927 says institutions which carry on operations of giving as well as receiving credit are called banks. Sounds similar to our experts? The Hilton Young Commission, this was a very important commission appointed by the British East India Company to study our monetary conditions, and lots of things has evolved because of this commission. One prominent amongst them was the establishment of the Reserve Bank of India in 1935. So this Hilton Young Commission says banking as every person, firm or company, every person, every firm or a company using it in its description or its title bank or banker or banking company. So the first criteria is any company which uses the term the bank, banker or banking company, and the second criteria accepts deposits of money subject to withdrawal by check, draft or the order. So the Hilton Young Commission is bringing in one additional requirement of a bank, and it specifically mentions that a banking company will specifically use the word the bank, banker or banking company in naming its identity. And in addition to that, it says the same thing, accepting as well as giving the money back in the form of withdrawals made by check, draft or order. In the United States, the legislators defined banking as the business of dealing in credits. And by the bank, we include every person, firm or company having place of business where the credits are opened by the deposit or collection of money or currency subject to be paid or remitted on draft, check or order, or money is advanced or loaned on stocks, bonds, bullions, bills of exchange or promissory notes, or where stocks, bonds, bullions, bills of exchange or promissory notes are received for the purpose of discounting or selling. So a very exhaustive and a broad definition given by the United States legislation on the banking definition. After going through all the definitions from the dictionary, from the banking experts, from various international authorities, in our country, banking is specifically defined under Section 5B of Banking Regulation Act 1949. It is also a very exhaustive definition. What does it say? Section 5B of the Banking Regulation Act 1949 says a banking company or banking is accepting for the purpose of lending. So it mentions both the functions, accept deposits and lend it. In addition to lending, banking also means investing the surplus funds which are not lent. So a new dimension to the definition of banking, it says accepting deposit for the purpose of lending or investment of deposits of money. Banker deals with only money, not goods. So accepting of deposits of money from the public, and once again this money that is accepted from the public, it will be repayable only on demand or otherwise. And likewise, the previous definition, it can be withdrawal by check, draft, order or otherwise. Please note, if the purpose of accepting deposit is not to lend or invest, then the business cannot be called as banking. You accept for the purpose of lending or investment. This is a very important criteria of banking. Non-banking finance companies like Muthoot Finance, Annapuram Finance, they cannot accept deposits. They are not a part of clearing system. They don't get the DICGC cover. Hence, they are not called banks. They are called non-banking finance companies. So very important requirement of banking company is you need to accept money from the public, and this money is repayable on demand. Only and only then the Banking Regulation Act will accept it as banking. Clarification on Section 5B. Companies involved in manufacturing or trading cannot be considered as a bank, because bank don't deal with goods, it deals only with money. Bankers accept only deposits of money and no other form of object of value. I had learnt a joke or a sort of humor on this particular aspect of money. What happens? A carpenter goes to a branch and tells the branch manager, I want to open an account. He has a bag on his shoulder and he says, I want to open an account with this, whatever object of value he is carrying. And he says, I want to open a shaving account. The branch manager says, please go and deposit whatever money you have got to the cashier. The carpenter unloads whatever he has in his bag And finally, it turned out to be the shavings of the woods which he had collected while doing a carpentry work. The cashier politely rejects it, says, "Sorry, we can't open a shavings account. We can open only a saving account, and for that we require deposits of money, not shavings out of your woods." So that is a part of humor, but its importance is very much when we consider the clarification from section 5e, which specifically says it has to be a deposit of money and nothing else. Deposits have to be accepted from anyone, since we say the word public. Public means you can accept deposit from anyone. No person other than a banking company or approved banking institution can accept from the public money withdrawal by check. This authority is given only to the banker. Hence, even NBFCs are not allowed to open accounts which are repayable on demand. So no accepting of money, especially repayable on demand. This right is exclusively with a banker. A banker has a right to refuse. It is not mandatory, even though the Banking Regulation Act says accepting of money from the public. A banker is not obliged to accept money from any Tom, Dick and Harry. Tomorrow a terrorist comes and tells the bank, "Open my account." Bank can straight away decline. The discretion is with the bank. Bank has a right to refuse. It should not be assumed that the banker must accept the money. The banker can refuse deposits from those whom he considers undesirable, such as the terrorist, the robbers, and the likes. So please note, banker has a right to refuse and can select on who can be a customer, but the discrimination can happen only on the grounds of undesirable. The undesirability should not tantamount to bias against any person. It primarily means the purpose is not good, the purpose is undesirable, and that's the reason the example of the terrorists and the robbers are given. Banking company. What is a banking company? Section 5B says something about banking. We have got to know what exactly the business of banking is. What is a banking company? Banking is different. It talks about the business of banking, and banking company means who can be called a banking company. This is very important to understand. So let's understand who is a banking company. This again has been defined under section 5C of Banking Regulation Act 1949. The definition is very simple. It says a banking company is any company which transacts the business of banking in India. When we say business of banking, it specifically means all that is defined in Section 5B of Banking Regulation Act. So if a company has to be termed as a banking company, it has to do business as defined in Section 5B of the Banking Regulation Act. And where is it provided? Section 5C of the Banking Regulation Act specifically mentioned this: who can be a banking company.